the earth itself. If you look at it like that, so you will see, yes, there are some foreseeable things and there are some non-foreseeable things, which is hanging upon your decision and your action. The second part we are talking about, right? The first part, the things that we cannot change and we have no power on and no authority and things like that, they are there, okay? But we try not to bring it in the discourse of what shall we do? Because here, we are not thinking about what's going on even. The question of what's going on is the question of science. Here, we have only one question, remember? What shall we do to live happily? Period. That simple. So we are talking about all the things that we could do something about. And at the beginning, we don't go for the things that you should do, and for doing it you need some exercise, some know-how, some knowledge, and blah, 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 all that excuses not to start it. We start with what? Not doing something. Because we know that this doing is automatically coming with us. It's fed to the animal part. If you don't do anything, the animal will do its job. Why? That's the plan. The plan is, this animal will do its job, just this. It will forget about all the beliefs and love and beauty and all that. Eat. Do not become food for others, and reproduce in the hope of a couple of generations later, maybe you will learn. And the universe is very patient. We know that nowadays it had waited some couple of 100 million years for you to look at me like that. Really? That's how it is. It started with the simplest knowledge, improving and improving. This improvement doesn't depend on one generation or one little body or one person. Altogether, the system is working like this. So, Rumi here insists upon it. Why? This is the good question you should answer, because you struggle with this meaning. Why Rumi is insisting to bring it up now?
Well, this whole story has been about personal effort and faith.
Exactly. Yes. Because the argument is between your personal effort and the things that are out of your hand. For the second one, we'll say you should rely upon the Holy Spirit to help you. Okay? But as we saw in the last pages, argument was not that. Argument was somehow distorted. It's not even correct, it doesn't make sense. Because the believers, they believed in nothing. And the people who believed in effort, it is a serious, stupid thing. Because Rumi is showing us the wrong way to do it. He wants us to avoid this. First, you see, a good leader in traveling is the one who will let you know about the dangers first. Good walking and good breathing and resting enough and all that comes later. First, the danger. Because this path is, to me, it looks like high wire walking. High wire walking is a feeling that all the observers will envy the guy who is walking on the rope. But everybody fears that, right? Who doesn't fear? The guy who is walking on the rope. High wire walker doesn't have fear. What did he do? Oh, you think that he concentrates on it? No, he enjoys it, if he is a master. Because mastery will make everything joyful. That's why these people, they advise you to become the master of your life. Because we know that you have left a lot of your life to one silly thing named logic. Why do you call it silly? Because it doesn't need thinking. Survival doesn't need intelligence too much, does it? Cockroach is doing it. Survival under the life, animal life, has a good background and has tried so many varieties successfully and is running. That's intelligence. We tend to exaggerate the human intelligence when it comes to this. If the purpose of life is this, cockroach is doing it better than me. We are the fruit of that, so many millennia. To do what? To watch the earth from above. To look at the galaxies and let the galaxies become self-aware. To understand our unity with this, to understand our unity with history. We go back and dig the time of dinosaurs. To understand. And normally it doesn't happen just by curiosity. It's more than that. A lot of people will do it passionately. And when it comes to the best part of our existence here, what is the best part of our existence here? Me and you. And all the people. What do we bring to this universe that the animal don't?
Awareness.
How about art? Beauty. Think about Mozart. The harmonies, the sounds, everything exists, but to put them together that special way, just to create beauty. This is us. So we are in different level. We explain this different level. Do you remember? There are different levels of existence. The first one is just to exist. This existence belongs to everything. And we said this is the smallest, the most limited way of being. And this is a very small universe. I told you, joking in a room, we say, you know, this universe, this existence is so teeny that everybody being so long here will go like this. Look at the elderly people. They're being crunched because this space is not big enough. This is good for a stove. What is the next level?
Dreaming.
Yes. Dreaming is going to another existence. It exists, we know, we're sure for that. It's not a useless accident or thing like that. We know that it's a source of life. Without it, we'll die, we'll go crazy. This is the second level. A couple of animals share it with us. Then we go to the third level. There is no animal over there. It's just human beings. Imagination. We could imagine. Means, before anything happens, within us, we create another space, another space to live in, and we live in it, don't worry. We live in it. And it influences our life drastically. It's
having nightmares, how do you feel next day at work or even at rest?